Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of seeking God's kingdom first, trusting Him to provide for our needs, and letting go of worry about the future. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34. So do not worry and say, "What are we to eat?" or "What are we to drink?" or "What are we to wear?" All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34.
Worrying about the basics of life, like what to eat, drink, or wear, is something that we all experience at times. It's natural for these concerns to cross our minds. But here's the good news. We don't have to constantly stress about them because our Heavenly Father knows exactly what we need. Isn't it interesting to think about? We find ourselves caught up in the same worries as everyone else. We desire to have enough food on the table, a refreshing drink to quench our thirst, and clothes to keep us covered. And you know what? That's totally understandable. After all, we're only human, right? But here's the incredible thing. God, our Heavenly Father, is fully aware of all these needs. He knows exactly what it takes for us to live our lives. Now, I understand that it's easier said than done, but here's the secret. Focus on seeking God's kingdom and righteousness. When we place our complete trust in Him and make Him our top priority, something truly amazing happens. We receive all the things we need. It's as simple as that. Instead of constantly worrying about tomorrow and getting caught up in a whirlwind of what-ifs, we can take a deep breath and rest assured. Tomorrow will take care of itself. We don't have to carry the burden of worrying about what may or may not happen. God has it all under control. It's funny how worry can consume us, isn't it? It becomes like this constant cloud hanging over our heads, weighing us down with unnecessary stress. But here's God's reminder for all of us. Each day already has enough challenges of its own. We don't need to add more to the pile. Instead, we can focus on taking things one day at a time and trust that God will guide us through each of them. So, the next time worry starts to creep in, remember these words. Remember that God, our Heavenly Father, knows our needs and cares for us deeply. Seek Him first above all else and watch as everything else falls into place. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and choose to trust in God's provision. Let go of the unnecessary burden of worrying about the future and embrace the peace that comes from knowing that our loving Father is taking care of us today and always.
In conclusion, my friends, let's hold on to this timeless wisdom and find comfort in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father is intimately aware of our needs. When worry tries to consume us, let's redirect our focus to seeking God's kingdom and righteousness. By making Him our top priority, we open ourselves to His abundant provision and care. Let's take each day as it comes, trusting that God will guide us through every challenge. Instead of carrying the heavy burden of worry, may we choose peace and confidence in His loving provision. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts filled with gratitude and trust. Thank You for Your constant care and provision in our lives. In moments of worry, help us remember to seek Your kingdom and righteousness above all else. Grant us the strength to trust in Your loving guidance and provision for each day. May Your peace replace our anxiety, and may Your presence fill us with hope. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this time with us. May blessings and joy accompany you on your journey ahead. Until we meet again, take care.